Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to cover the stock markets plunging around the world on fears of dollar devaluation. We're going to break down the police state in this country. They're now trying to pass legislation to ban family farms and ranches. You'll have to have special government license to even grow tomatoes or plums in your backyard. Natural News is reporting they're very, very close to getting that rammed through right now. That is all coming up. But we are going to continue discussing now into week number three. Week number three is almost gone. And we've been covering this going back 3 weeks ago from Wednesday of 3 weeks ago. We're going to continue hammering this drum of the TSA takeover of society. We're going to continue pointing this out because the TSA is federalizing society. They are giving us training to have the government put their hands on us to condition us that we're all basically prisoners. And if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. It's also a lesson in brazen government bullying and intimidation. We have joining us in about 30 minutes, John Tyner, whose video and audio that was posted Sunday has gone viral with millions of views online. He was trying to fly out of Southern California to go pheasant hunting on the East Coast. And he said, look, you're not going to touch my private parts. And so they said, well, you can leave then. So he did try to leave. Then they said, no, now we're going to fine you for leaving the screening area civilly. It's all civil. It's all color of law. That's how they get away with this. And so they've been caught trying to frame him now. So he's going to be joining us. But all of that is now dwarfed by the top story that's up on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. We have our own report on this going up at prisonplanet.com the next few minutes by Steve Watson that's got some different angles to it. But TSA XXX, naked body scans leak online. Well, the issue is we already had this happen earlier this year in England when a TV star was going through and they wanted to have him sign a print-off of his naked body. The women, British airport screeners did. It's very similar to our TSA. Well, now, 100 naked citizens, 100 leaked body scans. Now, this is a less powerful system, though it is revealing, that they use at this particular courthouse, federal courthouse in Florida, where they saved the 35,000 images. And I believe this looks like a psyop because I've seen the images in the test models from even this system they're using, and it's more detailed than what they've released here. So they're putting this out. They're not saying who leaked it, saying, oh, my gosh, it shows, you know, the naked citizens. But this is nothing compared to the airport scanners. But this is from Gizmodo. And, again, it's linked up on Drudge Report. The Gizmodo investigation has revealed 100 of the photographs saved by the Gen 2 millimeter wave scanner. Now, see, the airports have an actual X-ray. From the Bryjot Image System, Inc., obtained by a FOIA request after it was recently revealed that the U.S. Marshals operating a machine in Orlando, Florida courthouse had improperly, perhaps illegally, saved images. And that is the big issue here. They are saving these. And we've got Big Sis Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, running around writing news articles, press releases for USA Today. And we've got her doing press conferences saying we do not save the images when the manuals for the machines that we published over a year ago state they do save the images. So they are saving the images. The machines do save the images. But there's an even bigger development when we come back. But overall, the globalists are in trouble. The people are learning how to stand up and take action. That's scaring the system.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The all-out revolt against the naked body scanners and the invasive molestation, fondling, grope-downs is intensifying. Time Magazine has a headline saying, "Everybody hates the TSA." Well, almost everyone had always hated it. And I'm going to get into the big new developments on that front here in a moment. In fact, I told the story many times of 5 years ago. I was down at a local TV station visiting with a friend, and his brother is a senior person in security at the Bergstrom International Airport here in Austin, Texas. And his brother was there. And they were in their office, sitting around giggling and laughing. He was in his brother's office saying, wait, it's about to come on. And I said, what's about to come on? And he said, NewsAid Austin. He said, we've added more security, and everybody hates it. But he said, I had to lead the NewsAid crew around the airport today, and they sat there and talked to more than 40 people. Who all said they hated the new security, the pat-downs and the rest of it. This was 5 years ago when that had just started. Notice they're always intensifying it. And he said, but then they got one old lady who said she loved it. And he said, I've got a bet with my brother that that's all they're going to show on the news. Sure enough, News 8 comes on. They cut to the old lady, how much she loves it. And he won the $20 bet against his brother. And that's how they do it. I mean, they've got these newscasts of how wonderful it is to have your wife or your child have their genitals grabbed. How wonderful, how everyone loves it to fight Al-Qaeda. No one would put up with this anywhere in the world. No one would put up with 500 mobile x-ray vans the feds have driving around looking through your walls. No other governments, except for Israel, will use DU in warfare because it kills your own troops long-term as well as the enemy. But our government does it because they're completely out of control and completely lawless. Now, there have been a bunch of big new developments here. We do have John Tyner, who, you know, the famous quote of, you can pat me down all you want, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to call the police. You're going to get arrested. You know, if you or I went to a park and ran up and grabbed a woman or a man's genitals, we'd be spending probably 5-10 years in prison, and we should. But TSA does it, and it's supposedly to keep you safe from the terrorist. Now, on that front, and you can pull this up at the San Diego Online newspaper, the San Diego Herald Tribune, Union Tribune, they had a press conference yesterday, and they said, how dare Mr. Tyner leave the screening area unauthorized. We're going to charge him $11,000. And the guy says with pleasure, it was $10,000. Now it's $11,000. Now, it just so happens he has it all recorded on audio and video. They told him, fine, leave, get out of here. You're not allowed to fly, which is their standard operating procedure if you don't put up with the grope down. Then he's trying to leave, and somebody with a suit runs out and says, you're going to be charged $10,000 for leaving a security area. So they set him up. They said, leave. They're like, oh, you didn't submit to us on our power trip. Boom, getting. He left the security area. This is part of this criminal, bullying, arrogant culture to send a message to everyone. But every newspaper article about this, mainstream news is calling it police state, thuggery, recrimination. We'll put that headline back up for people. TSA to investigate body scan resistor. So this guy just wants to go hunting. He wants to go pheasant hunting with his father-in-law, who's a cop, by the way. Doesn't matter, you're all slaves. And they want to touch his private parts, and he says no. And so they say, then leave. And he's trying to leave, and they run over and say, you left the security area. You know, the same thing happened to yours truly in 2006. I land in Ottawa, Canada, the capital of Canada, and they pull us out of line. They go, you're Alex Jones. You're here to cover the Bilderberg Group conference, aren't you? And I said, yeah, I am. And they said, well, you're not going anywhere. And they said, if we find any pornography on your laptop computers, and we had three of them, it was myself, Aaron Dykes, and Ryan Slickeisen traveling. They said, if we find any porn on your computers, you're going to go to prison. And I said, you mean illegal porn? And they go, no, as much as a pinup girl. That is trafficking in pornography. You're going to federal prison here in Canada. They were laughing at us. Well, I knew my computer didn't have any porn on it. I crossed my fingers. Aaron's, Schleckheisen's didn't have any. And I don't know what office computer probably doesn't have some on it. I mean, you know, that stuff pops up even when you're not looking for it. And so they spent 15 hours going through our computers, yelling at us, not letting us go to the bathroom. And I'm sitting there in the bucket seats in front of the, you know, office area, in between being taken into rooms and screamed at and interrogated. And it was this, you know, guy on a complete power trip, guy with a French accent. And they were intermittently yelling at us. And then they'd find news articles on prisonplanet.com showing Canadian police beating up protesters. And they would say, what's this? Were you involved in this? And I'm like, no, it's a news article. Like we were criminals for having news articles about Canada. So they were also reading prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And then Aaron looks over and says, what are we going to do? We've been here like 10 hours. This is like 10 hours of the 15 plus hours, about 16. And I said, I don't know. I guess they're just going to fly us back to Texas. And they come running around the corner going, escape, escape, you're trying to escape? We'll put you in prison for that. Listen to me, you bleeping scumbag American. The guy's got spit flying cuss words. We're tired of you filthy Americans, you scum. We're tired of you coming up here and bleeping all over us, you filth. And he's just like just hyperventilating with all these other crazy guards behind him. And he goes, you're going to go to prison in Toronto. You just tried to escape. I just laughed at him. I said, do whatever you want, man. You're trash. I'm not putting up with you anymore, you lunatic. Well, little did they know they'd confiscated two of our cell phones, but Slickhuizen had a small one, and I was able to call and get Jim Tucker out of bed, who'd already flown in at his hotel, and he got the CBC and other TV there, and you know they showed up 5 hours later or so, and that guy went from being a power-tripping thug to groveling and saying, listen, I have a daughter. I could get fired over this. Please don't talk about this when I let you go. I'm going to let you go. But remember, you've got to go back through the airport when you leave. So there's also the threat. And, you know, we have the RMCP out there. They're going to be watching you. So you don't talk to the media about this if you want to get out of Canada. So it was intermittent threats and but don't get me fired, my daughter. And, they did have these two beautiful RNCP people following us around that day. After we got out, they were driving around a Mustang, a convertible. They followed us everywhere, and they'd laugh at us and wave at us. They were pretty nice. Then they had some other male cops come after us, and then they had other people try to set us up. But the point is, it was crazy. And he was trying to say that I was trying to escape. I'm sitting there totally exhausted. You know, flew in at 9 at night. It had to be like 5, 6 in the morning by then. We're like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I guess they're flying us back. I guess we're going back to Texas. Ah, you're trying to escape. I caught you. This is the lunacy. This is the craziness of these people. And it's the exact same system in England, Canada, many areas of Europe, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. It's the same continuity of agenda. The same training. This is the world government system. Now, you think it's bad that through a Freedom of Information Act request, Gizmodo was able to get 100 images of the naked body scans, and they admittedly stored 35,000 in Florida at one federal courthouse. See, these are going in public schools everywhere. You think that's bad? That's nothing. There's a show called This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte. I've actually heard it, but it's on Clear Channel, isn't it? I know it's big. I know I hear it on local stations. I know it has millions and millions of listeners. Leo Laporte, one of his fill-in hosts, you know, who's a tech writer. Owen J.J. Stone, this is Sunday's video cast. We're going to play a clip of this when we come back, and he's joining us coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes from now after John Tyner comes on with us. And I'd actually read about this, but now it's not just enhanced pat-downs for people that don't go through scanners. It's going to be enhanced pat-downs for if you go through the scanners and enhanced pat-downs for everyone. And so in the middle of this controversy, they are now introducing something new. And I didn't just believe Owen J.J. Stone, even though you know, he's a well-respected tech writer and researcher. No, we did a search and found multiple newscasts that are coming out simultaneously around the country where other people are complaining. They now stick their hands down your pants. They don't just run around the edge of your waistband. They now stick their hands down your pants. So they're now actually touching your skin. It's not enough to grab your genitals through the pants and lift up. Let me make sure that isn't a bomb. Go ahead and give it a squeeze. Or grab your wife's breast and do it. Now they're announcing that, well, they're actually doing it, that they're putting their hands down your pants, physically touching your skin. I mean, they've got a blue glove on. By the way, they're not changing those blue gloves every time. You talk, oh, that's another issue. The unsanitariness, it's horrible, very unsanitary. to make everybody take their shoes off and walk through the same area. With all that athlete's foot and the rest of it, it's disgusting. We'll be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Out in the control room during the break, Matt, our IT guy, was making the point of, couldn't this spread venereal diseases like crabs? I mean, now the TSA sticks their hand down your pants, inside your pants, to make sure it's not a bomb. And I have multiple newscasts, not just this talk show host, Owen J.J. Stone, on This Week in Tech, talking about it. We have multiple newscasts. It's about to go up on YouTube, a boil down of some of these newscasts and this eyewitness report. Imagine if you or I didn't just run up and grab some lady at a park by her genitals or breast, but imagine if you grabbed the TSA by their genitals when they're touching your genitals. You're going to go to prison for sexual assault. And none of this has to do with keeping you safe from bombs or terrorists. It is about indoctrinating us to accept this tyranny. Now, I want to go ahead and go to this clip from This Week in Tech. This was just this Sunday with Owen J.J. Stone. He's coming up later in the next hour to break it down in more detail for us. Here he recounts what happened to him.
The X-ray machines, and in fact, I don't know, they had recently, or is it coming up? Wednesday, November 24th, 2010, is National Opt-Out Day. Now, most people don't know, on the X-ray machines, you can always opt out. All you have to say is, I opt out, and then they give you a pat-down search.
And if we all did it, I do that all the time, air traffic would stop.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
When I just flew here this weekend, I wore the same sweatpants I wore last week to go to L.A. This weekend when I came in, he's like, oh, they just changed the rules this week. Do you want a private screening or do you want us to patch you down out here? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, do you want us to take you in the back room or do you want us to do it out here? What does it entail? I have to go in your waistband, put my hand down your pants. I'm like, do it out here. And I stood in front of everybody and he did it.
What's the alternative? Can I go through a machine?
No, the alternative is for him to go in the back room and pat.
He's going to put his hands down your pants no matter what?
He did, yes. And I said, I'd rather have him do it out here in public because just what Brian said. He's already ashamed to do it. And I feel like he's not going to go as deep.
When did this happen?
This weekend.
They're required to put their hands down your pants?
He just changed the rule. Well, he put his hands on it. Wait a minute. I'm blowing my mind here.
This is the new TSA
is that you have to get
if you're wearing frisked. Sweatpants or baggy clothing.
Oh, baggy clothing.
I was wearing sweatpants. They're not baggy. They're sweatpants. He put his hand, this is my waistband.
Because I got to tell you, if I have to get somebody hand down my pants, I'm not flying.
Ran his hand around the ring of my waistband and then patted the front and then patted my butt and then in my crotch.
And you know, it's all security theater. It does absolutely nothing.
That's the part that kills me, is that for all of the federalization, for all of this giant bureaucracy, for the $5 that you have to pay for every single flight, going and coming back everywhere you go, we get not one percentage point bump.
And insecurity.
And the guy was embarrassed to do it. He says sorry like five times. He's like, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, but would you like that job?
No.
Horrible job.
Well, you know what's funny? Is anyone who follows my Twitter feed, Jenny,
All right, we're going to have him on the show coming up in about an hour. That's Owen J.J. Stone. We're going to get an article out at prisonplanet.com in the next 30 minutes on this subject. The TSA, ladies and gentlemen, now sticks their hands inside your pants. Now, notice they've just announced this in the last 2 weeks. We found multiple newscasts separately from this due to the backlash. They're like, oh, you don't like naked body scanners? You don't like us touching your genitals on the outside? We'll do it on the inside. Oh, you don't like that? We'll do a cavity search. Oh, you don't like that? We'll cut your head off. You know, it's just on and on and on, pushing, pushing, pushing. Oh, get out of here. They told John Tyner, get out of here. You don't get to fly then. He's like, okay. He goes and gets his ticket refunded. This is on record. It's all recorded. It's in the San Diego newspapers. He goes and gets his ticket refunded. He's about to leave, and a goon runs up in a suit and says, you're not allowed to leave. You tried to escape the screening area. That's a $10,000 fine. And he's like, on the tape, he's, but you told me to go. They're like, it doesn't matter. We're going to get you now. They set him up. There it is, TSA to investigate body scan resistor. You don't like us trying to grab your crotch? You don't like us sticking our hand down your pants? You don't like the government doing this? You don't like it? And now they have a press conference last night where the head of the TSA in San Diego, he's there on the screen in the lower photo, he comes out and says, oh, I'm afraid it's not 10,000. You can watch the video. It's 11,000. He relishes it. He goes, Mr. Tyner's in a lot of trouble. We're going to get you, Mr. Tyner. Imagine, they're caught framing Tyner. They tell him, leave. Go get your ticket refunded. He goes, gets it refunded. He's walking out. And a guy runs up and says, we got you now. You left the screening area. I mean, that's why the TSA lies and says they don't save the images. That's why they lie just last week and said they don't touch your genitals when they put out the press release saying that they were doing it. It's just a culture of disdaining us. But America and the planet is waking up and getting angry and saying no, no, no. This is the beginning of the end of the New World Order. You watch.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here?
Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines right, of the info war.
There have been many triggers throughout history to corrupt regimes being overthrown. And fiction follows reality in the movie V for Vendetta, where the little girl is wearing the Guy Fawkes mask, and she runs away from the police, and they shoot her in the back, and then the public starts rioting and taking over the government. You know, that's basically what happened with Ceausescu in Romania. They had this illusion that everybody liked the tyranny, everybody liked the surveillance cameras, everybody liked the checkpoints, everybody liked the corruption. But when people finally started standing up, it was like wildfire. The system imploded. Now, the social engineers know this. They understand that. So they try to go provocateur violent groups to attack federal buildings or attack synagogues or attack children to then demonize any type of movement against tyranny. So that when people organically stand up against oppression, they could have already preemptively been painted as terrorists. It basically may be like saying if somebody ran away from the plantation 200 years ago from Alabama that they were a terrorist? Did they, as a human being, have a right to run away from slavery? Now, I don't want to have violent confrontations with the government. The government is made up of we the people. And our country has been taken over by foreign corrupt interest. And so I believe in InfoWar. And we are seeing a massive InfoWar take place right now by the people all over the world where they have these invasive checkpoints that have been put in place, but focused here in the U.S., saying no. The pilots saying, you let me fly the airplane? You let me control the aircraft? But I have to go through all these checkpoints? The general public saying, why don't you just profile people that you think are supposedly terrorists? No, people see through this in a big, big way. People understand this is a basic fraud, and they're beginning to learn that the TSA has already expanded with Viper teams to checkpoints on highways, bus stations, train stations. Now they want them in malls, in community areas. This is a federal power grab. And the population is saying no. And the polls in Reuters, 96%, it was 97, it's still running, 96% say they won't fly because of this. Every other poll, it's 60, 70, 80%, CBS News polls, you name it, of people saying they're against this. And the government says, we don't care, we're doing it because we want to protect you. This is a government for, of, and by the people. If we don't want it, that's the way it is. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by a terrorist. I mean, are they going to put checkpoints in every street corner to stop muggings? This is about a federal power grab. Now, we have on the line John Tyner, who's now being persecuted. In fact, here's the headline, TSA to investigate body scan resistor. But I've watched all the video that he recorded on his smartphone, and they told him to leave. He went and got his ticket refunded, and then somebody runs up in a suit and says, we're going to get you civilly for $10,000. Now they have a press conference, the head of the TSA in San Diego last night, and says it's $11,000 and we're going after him. This is a guy they told to leave. He leaves, and then they come set him up. This is bullying tyrants only exposing their true nature. John, good to have you on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great because we're seeing a huge awakening take place. Out of the gates, what do you think of this huge revolt taking place? This is the biggest story in the country, this issue with the TSA.
It's certainly not what I expected. It's certainly not what I intended when I had an encounter with them, but I think it's great personally.
Let's talk about your case specifically, because the audio's good, but obviously the camera's laying there, you know, on the little gray boxes where they're searching you. Now they're coming after you. It's clear from the tape that they told you go ahead and go. Then how can they come back then and say that you basically escaped from the checkpoint area?
That's an excellent question. I mean, I was told by two TSA supervisors and Harbor Police that I could either be patted down or be escorted out of the area. And you can see them all allowing me to leave and having an officer escort me out of the area once, you know, they determined that it was time for me to go.
And then what happened next?
Well, I went over to the American Airlines counter and asked them to refund my ticket, and they happily did it. You know, despite it being a non-refundable ticket, they happily refunded it. After about 5 minutes over there, I began to try and leave the airport when I was approached by another TSA representative who I hadn't seen before, and he was accompanied by the supervisor who had directed the agents to escort me out and also the Harbor police officer who had escorted me out. And this new gentleman told me that I needed to return to the screening area and finish being screened because it's against federal law to begin the screening process but to not finish it.
Well, that's amazing because the standard procedure is if you refuse the screening, they tell you to leave the airport. That's what happened with the lady in Florida that got so much attention, Meg McLean. They could get in trouble here for false charges or false civil claims. I know that there's civil and criminal penalties for that in the U.S. Code. I mean, the TSA has had to have watched your video. They know you have the evidence that they told you to leave the airport if you weren't going to submit. So what does this say about their arrogance, sir, if they're openly and publicly framing you?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know what end they're trying to achieve by trying to intimidate me with, you know, a fine.
Well, John, do you agree with my statement that this appears to be a frame-up? I mean, they know that they told you to leave the airport. They know that they said that, you know, either put up with this or leave. And so they escorted you out. You went to get your ticket. You weren't running through the concourse like you were escaping. And then now they're claiming that you violated some type of civil act and they want $11,000 and they're demonizing your name publicly. I mean, is this not a witch hunt?
I'm not sure that I would characterize it as a frame-up or a witch hunt. I think probably what happened is they violated their own policies, and now they've got to try and make me responsible for it.
Violated their own policies. So now you notice this isn't law. That's why they're threatening you with something civil.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not familiar with all the ins and outs of what's civil and what's criminal and exactly what it is, what law it is that I broke.
So, but they're claiming it's the law they have to fondle your genitals?
That was essentially, it sounds like, the argument, because essentially if you follow their logic, when they asked me to leave, what I should have done, you know, was refuse and stay. And say, you know what, hey, I need to be fondled before I can leave here.
But to be clear, because I've watched the tape many times, they say either do this or we're going to escort you out.
Right. Yes.
And that's always been the procedure. I guess they're now saying that they're going to charge people civilly with an $11,000 fine if you don't put up with whatever searches they deem necessary. And if that means chest x-rays, if that means cavity searches, then so be it.
It does appear that way.
Well, where does this end? I mean, if Al-Qaeda puts a hand grenade up their rear end, I mean, are we all going to have to watch our 3- and 4-year-olds have TSA workers do proctology exams?
I don't think that that's an unfair assessment based on the characterization. I mean, Richard Reed tried to blow up his shoes, so now we all take our shoes off. This guy last Christmas tried to stuff a bomb down his pants. Now we also submit to strip searches. So I assume as soon as somebody tries to cram something into some orifice, we're all going to get cavity searches.
Well, I've been here asking a lot of the questions, John Tyner. For those that just joined us, he's the gentleman who recorded what the TSA basically put him through. And to add insult to injury, now they're investigating whether they're going to charge you civilly for $11,000. Are you planning on fighting that if they try to bring you into civil court?
If they try and do that, then yeah, I will fight it. I've been contacted by the Rutherford Institute and the ACLU and a number of local attorneys who are all ready and willing to accept my case, probably at least on a pro bono. At least some of them have offered to do it pro bono.
So you heard it here first. John Tyner will fight TSA persecution.
But if they come after me, I don't intend to sue them first. You know, I think that, you know, getting my story out is all that, you know, like I said, I made the recording to protect myself just in case there was some kind of interaction with them. I didn't intend for the story to blow up the way it did. I don't really intend to sue them. I don't really intend to carry this any further. I think the fact that the news is getting out and that people are seeing that they can stand up to this is good enough for me.
Sure, but you're saying you will defend yourself. You're not just planning on paying the $11,000.
That's true. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they can direct me out of the airport and then fine me $11,000 for following what they asked me to do.
Unbelievable. John, I've been asking a lot of questions. What else do you think is important for the listeners to hear?
Oh, boy. That's kind of an open-ended question I wasn't really prepared for.
Well, I mean, we've covered a lot of facets of this, and the country is in revolt. This is one of those sagebrush-type rebellions that's really caught the public's imagination. Everybody has been humiliated by this, or had family who's been humiliated, or witnessed small children having their groin grabbed. It's very upsetting. So this story is probably the biggest story going on right now worldwide, just the overall intrusion of this federal bureaucracy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. You know, I wish more people had the opportunity to stand up, you know, for what they think is right. But, you know, when you get to the airport and, you know, you've got, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars invested in a trip, a lot of people just think, hey, you know, I'll put up with this because I can't afford not to.
Why didn't they just drop this? That would have been the smart thing. You put the video out. You exposed them. It only makes them look that much more bullying and thuggish to come back and have press conferences about you. And I mean, I thought this was about terrorists, not about, you know, somebody trying to go pheasant hunting.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, the only thing I can think is, you know, the video makes them look bad, and they had to get out and, you know, answer it. I couldn't really tell you why they decided to come out and do anything or, you know, pursue the issue.
But they couldn't argue with what they said and did on the tape, so they then imply that you did something illegal or unlawful?
I think they don't want to be the bad guy in this incident, and the only person left to make the bad guy is me.
The only person left to be the bad guy is you. Absolutely disgusting. What did the ACLU say to you about your case?
They just sent me an email and said, you know, here's our contact information. If you need to contact us, we're here.
John, are you going to be flying anytime soon?
I have no plans to fly until these machines and or the pat down, you know, until both go away.
I've seen statistics from CNN of over $9 billion a year lost in just in the last few years with the invasive searches. And as this intensifies, again, we saw the Reuters poll, 96% now out of over 70,000 respondents, 96% say they're not going to be flying. I mean, this is devastating our economy, John.
I agree. I mean, well, and it's not really making us safer either.
Have you heard a time frame on whether or not they're going to try to fine you $11,000?
No, I don't know anything more than what you've read in the news. I haven't been contacted by anyone from TSA.
Well, I tell you, I think it's bad PR what they're doing. What's your view on that?
I think that's correct. Yeah, I don't see any upside for them.
Where do you see this ending? I mean, none of us have a crystal ball, but clearly the American people are finding their spine. They're getting up on their hind legs. They're saying no, no, no. But Big Brother doesn't like to back off. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but we've got him coming on, coming up in the next hour. One of the fill-in hosts with Tech Talk, Owen J.J. Stone, has talked on the syndicated program about, and then we went and searched the term and actually found other newscasts confirming this, that the TSA is now putting their hands down people's pants. Were you aware of that?
No, I mean, I've heard stories of them at least putting, you know, their fingers inside of waistbands, but no, I have not heard any stories about them actually putting their hands into people's pants.
Yes, now they're not just doing it in the waistband, they're going deeper.
Yeah, I was unaware of that.
So where do you see all this ending?
I'm not really sure. I mean, in general, people tend to have short attention spans. I mean, I had an interview canceled on me this morning because Prince William announced his engagement. So I don't know. I mean, I certainly hope it ends up with, you know, possibly even the TSA being abolished, but that seems unlikely given, you know, people's attention spans seem to be pretty short.
I tend to agree with you on most issues. People don't have a long attention span, but having minimum wage type folks waddling around in their little uniforms, groping children, putting us through radiation scanners, that has a way of making people continue their anger. In fact, I see it only intensifying. This disgust with the TSA was already there. It was always there. But as more people speak up like yourself, it's now creating a focal point.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And like I said, I certainly hope that it grows and becomes a bigger thing and people actually stand up for their rights. But I would be lying if I said that I think that that's the most likely outcome of this.
John, are you aware that TSA has announced they and have already deployed Viper teams on the streets of major cities and that they want to start the naked body scanners with mobile trucks? They've even ordered the trucks. and that they plan to take this type of invasive activity to the streets of America, and that England already has mobile trucks where they pull up outside bars and make patrons go through them?
I am not aware of either of those things, no.
What's your view on that?
That seems pretty scary to me.
Sounds like Big Brother, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly like Big Brother.
Well, John, we've got to go to break here, but I want to hold you over for another 5 minutes. You'll be gone by the end of the hour. I want to come back and go over the USA Today article that Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, wrote, because in that she lays out a bunch of things that are quite frankly lies. And I wanted to mention some of those to you briefly and get your take on it. Also want to tell folks about your blog when we return, if folks want to be able to see the videos and also read in detail your own account. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by John Tyner. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, yes, the TSA has announced now they're not just going to run their fingers through your waistband. They're going to stick their hands fully down in your pants. This is now happening. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
John Tyner is our guest. We were talking during the break. John, in your own words, repeat what you were saying to me during the break.
Which part?
Well, you were, you know, saying if we put up with this, we'll put up with anything.
Oh, well, yeah, you had said that, yeah, but yeah, I agree. I mean, there's not much else. If we're willing to let the government look at us naked, there's probably not much left that we wouldn't be willing to allow them to do.
And that's why they want to force this through on us, this act of domination. I mean, if we capitulate to this, then the sky's the limit.
I think there's certainly an argument to be made in that direction.
John, we wrote an article at PrisonPlanet.com called Big Sis Caught Lying to American People. A, she says the machines are safe, even though the federal government itself and John Hopkins, she cites John Hopkins as saying it's safe. Meanwhile, John Hopkins, head of the radiology department, is in the French news agency in AP saying it's very dangerous. She lies and says they can't save the image. We have the owner's manual of the machines. They do save the images. Now they've leaked images from the federal marshals where they were naked body scanning. That's top story on Drudge. What's your view on the lies of Big Sis?
I think it's terrible. I mean, I don't know how we're supposed to trust that they have our best interests at heart when everything they say, you know, 3 or 4 months later turns out to not be true.
Well, what about TSA 3 weeks ago announced the enhanced pat-downs and said they would touch the crotch and breast? And then when there was heat, they said a week later, oh, we don't touch your crotch, even though it's on the news, them doing it. I mean, how dumb do they think we are, John?
Well, I think people can judge for themselves based on what they hear.
Incredible. Well, we're going to find out if the anger continues. I only see it intensifying. I think we're going to win this thing.
Yeah, I certainly hope you're right.
What does your gut tell you, John?
Well, like I was telling you during the break, at least right now, I mean, it's hard for me to tell how big the story is. I haven't been able to watch any media for the past 3 days, so I kind of have to trust your word for you, you know, take your word for it if you say that the anger is intensifying.
It is. It is intensifying, and I mean, here's another lie. She says the pat-downs are private and discreet. They do them out in full view, and they're not private or discreet. I mean, it's just a culture of lies, John.
Well, in their defense, at least, they do offer a private room, and they did offer me a private room, and I declined it because if they were going to pat, if I was going to allow to be pat down, I wanted everybody to see exactly what it is that they do.
Well, more than that, I've interviewed some sexual assault victims and others, and I've seen other interviews. They say it's even scarier to have this done privately. So that's why they want it to be done out in the open as well.
Yeah, I certainly understand that.
Well, tell us about your blog. How can folks check that out?
They can go to johnnyedge.blogspot.com, and they can see the original article that I wrote alongside the videos and some follow-up stuff I wrote to clarify exactly what took place.
Well, if more people record the TSA and if more people confront them, they're not going to get away with this. Finally, what's your take on these big lobbyists like Alphonse D'Amato, the former senator and the former head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, heading up the companies that make billions off of this? I mean, he puts in the orders to buy the machines, and then the head of Homeland Security goes to become the head of the company.
Yeah, there's certainly something shady about that whole thing. You know, it certainly looks untoward, even if it's not.
Well, I think it's a conflict of interest, any way you slice it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, great having you on. Hopefully, as this case unfolds, especially if they keep persecuting you, hopefully we'll be able to get you back on the show. But overall, let's hope that they back down and do the same thing. But maybe it's better for them to try to persecute you, John, because then it really shows their true colors.
I've had people send that opinion to me. You know, they say, hey, no offense, but I really hope you get sued because I'd love to see this go to court and actually have some case law come out of it. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I certainly don't want to face a fine, but I'm willing to face it if that's what it comes to.
So you're not rolling over to Big Brother?
No.
All right, John Tyner, another great American standing up against tyranny. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Good luck. Godspeed.
All right, thanks.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.